On today's episode of Bet Bath & Beyond, we debate Allen versus Lamar. We also talk more Top Shot, and I get light-brighted. You're not going to want to miss it on this fucking episode of Bet Bath & Beyond.
3, 2, 1,
go.
I am Ian Peacock.
And I am Andy Heidemann, and I hate sports betting.
No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 tonight.
Welcome to Bet Bath and Beyond.
Brought to you by V3TSports.com.
Very good. If you didn't know who that was, this is Rudy. He goes by Shadow Hedging on B3TSports.com. Say hi to everyone, Rudy.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Ian's brother. We love a little bit of nepotism. That's always fun.
Yes. And he is a
great... Hi, Rudy.
We are currently in California celebrating my... Well, me and Rudy. Andy is stuck in the barren wasteland of Iowa.
Tough.
Fucking hate it here.
Dude, California is so nice. The weather's nice.
I'm telling you, Texas. I'm telling you.
Dude, you're so hot on Texas, and they just went through... the terrible crisis because
once in a lifetime
it snowed 6 inches. They can't handle it.
No, but to be fair, they can't really handle that anywhere else, like in Georgia or in Alabama or Mississippi. If like they get 6 or 7 inches of snow, they freak out.
I do not want to live in any of those places.
No, God, no, absolutely not. Texas is the only southern place I would like to live.
Now, the reason why I'm hesitant about Texas is that there's no lake. Austin has a pretty big lake. Never mind.
Austin has a huge lake.
Yeah. Do you know what it's called?
It's called Ian lost his Apple Watch in that lake.
And then miraculously got it back.
That's insanity.
A year later.
That can't be true.
Yeah, it is. So I went to Austin about a year ago, well, 2 years ago, I guess now, and for a
bachelor's. Jesus.
I know, dude, fucking time.
You're old.
It wasn't my bachelor party. It was my friend Ryan's, remember?
That doesn't mean you're not old. I don't know.
Just saying. So, went there for a bachelor party. We're all having fun. People are jumping off of bridges into the river, which also seemed fucking awesome. So what do we
do?
That
is awesome.
Yeah. We followed the locals and we started jumping off the bridges. Little did I really think about my Apple Watch, because all I thought was, oh, it's waterproof. Totally fine. So I start jumping and a couple jumps in. It's working fine. I'd even double check it just to make sure the Apple Watch is working. And it is. And then I think the very last jump, I get out of the water and it's no longer on my wrist. Apple Watch.
Did you know?
Gone.
Did you know immediately? Or was it like you got up and then you're like hanging out and then you're like, oh shit, my watch is gone.
I noticed as soon as I got out of the water, because I would check my Apple Watch every single time I jumped just to make sure that like the water didn't fuck it up.
Right.
Even though I was pretty confident that it was water resistant. And I was like, fuck. And then I look back and there's just a huge line of kids just waiting to jump in. And I'm like, I can't go and scrounge the bottom of the river. You know, it's like a 15-foot river and I might get jumped on.
Yeah.
So
it
sucks.
Did I tell you?
I'm not telling the story.
Anyway.
How'd you get it back?
A genie.
Rudy's giving me softball questions over here to further the story while you're trying to interrupt it and make it about yourself, Andrew.
Always.
So I chalked it up as a loss. I was really upset. I even got a new Apple Watch. It wasn't the Apple Watch 4, which is what I lost. It was the Apple Watch 3.
You didn't get a new Apple. I mean, you did. You physically got a new Apple Watch. But, God, that's also a fucking funny story. You're a terrible person.
If you're referring to the fact that I got my wife a MacBook Pro as a birthday present, knowing that it also came with a $200 free gift card that I could use on an Apple Watch for myself, then yes, no. that is what I did. I have no regrets. I got an Apple Watch for myself while also getting my wife a great birthday present. Nothing
That's
wrong with
so
that.
That's so true. Very,
nothing,
bravo.
Nothing wrong with that. Anyway.
Husband of the year.
Did that. Had another new Apple Watch. Fell in love with it. Got it all adjusted to my settings and everything like that. And then 6 months later, I get a phone call from a guy who says he has my Apple Watch. And he was right, because this guy has an Instagram, and all he does is he actually snorkels and scuba dives at the bottom of
Scuba Steve
of these lakes and rivers in Texas, and just recovers all of these iPhones, Apple Watches, like wallets, like anything and everything that people will lose in the water because they're dumbasses like me, he will find, and he found my Apple Watch, and he shipped it to Chicago for me, and now I have it.
Very nice.
And I tried to, I have it, but I actually can't update. So here's the thing. Apple Watch is saying that I can't use said Apple Watch until I update to the new software, and the Apple Watch refuses to update to the new software.
Yeah, it's a common problem I have with a lot of Apple products, to be completely honest with you. I got two MacBooks here that refuse to update.
So it's kind of in a limbo right now. I have it, it powers on. I just can't actually use it until I can successfully
you got a new one anyway, fuck
install it.
It.
But it's a great story, and I'm keeping it.
I lost back when I had an iPhone 3 years ago, I had an Apple Watch as well. And I was in Costa Rica on like a vacation. And I went down the world's most unregulated water slide probably ever. And I remember, I swear, hitting my head in there, sliding out into the water. It's like in a hot springs area. And I come up and I'm like, what time is it? I need to put on sunscreen because I am very white. And I was putting on sunscreen like every 30 minutes. And I go to look at my watch and it's gone. So I fucking spent 30 minutes looking around, touching the hot springs floor, trying to find a fucking Apple Watch. Found it. Thank God.
Okay. Well, at least you found it.
Right? Otherwise, I'd have been... You see, yours was like... At least it was in the U.S. Might have been gone.
That thing would have been pawned off, dude. No doubt.
Exactly.
No one's trying to recover Andrew Heidemann in Iowa to return an Apple Watch. Okay.
How's it going?
It's good. We are just hanging out at the beach house in California, like we said.
The beach house.
So I'm going to try to get Rudy into the mix here, and we're going to start off with a debate that I saw on Twitter today that was trending because, spoiler, Rudy is also a diehard Ravens fan. Diehard Ravens fan, just like me. We grew up in Baltimore. We love the Ravens. We go to all the games that we can when we're in town that our parents, who are season ticket holders, let us go to. The debate that we heard on Twitter today, who is a better quarterback, Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson?
That's interesting. that's very interesting.
Did you see this on Twitter?
No, but I am pretty solidified in what I know football to be, so I'm pretty confident in what's going to happen here. Why don't you guys go?
So go ahead.
Are you talking to me? No, you guys go for it. I know that you're going to say Lamar, but I would like to hear kind of the thoughts behind it, and I would love to kind of try to pull the bias back a little bit.
Okay.
As I'm listening.
Okay. Rudy, do you want to – this is probably maybe the first time you're hearing the argument.
Yeah, it kind of is. Obviously, I'm going to say Lamar.
obviously. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Unanimous MVP last year.
Yeah. MVP is important.
MVP is super important. MVP.
Wow.
So how old is Josh Allen?
He's
2 years older than me.
23?
No, he's not 23, man.
22?
What? Why are you going backwards? He's older than that. He's like 25.
I don't know how old Josh Allen is.
Lamar is younger than Josh Allen. Josh Allen, I think, is 25.
He's 20. Josh Allen's 24.
Well, so is Lamar.
May 21st, 1996.
So he's turning 25 this year, and Lamar just turned 24.
Lamar turned 24 on January 7th.
I know. I wished him a happy birthday on Instagram.
Shut up.
I did. He never responds to any of my messages, but that's okay.
The one little tidbit that I would say is that if we got Stephon Diggs in the offseason, we would have beat the Bills.
Yeah, but you didn't get Stephon Diggs.
No, absolutely. But that's important to the conversation, yeah. Andrew.
On paper, Lamar's a better quarterback. Now, I will say this. Longevity-wise, based on the history of quarterbacks who run the football well, it's not their whole shtick, but every QB in the NFL who has been a run-first kind of guy or has been designed around that has a less long career, which means that if he wins a Super Bowl, that's a different conversation, but if he has a phenomenal statistical career but doesn't win a Super Bowl, it's going to be really easy for people to be better than him on paper as time goes on. I think that right now, if I was going to start a franchise with a guy, blank slate, I would probably take Josh Allen. I wouldn't definitely not have said this last year, right? Because unanimous MVP versus a guy struggling to throw over 62% completion rating. That being said, though, I think it's closer than a lot of people would like to admit who are fans of the Ravens.
Well, no, I definitely agree it's close because Lamar had his breakout season in 2019, and now Josh Allen had his breakout season this past season, 2020, and he was in conversations. He obviously was never going to win over Aaron Rodgers, but there were conversations towards the stretch of the end of the season that he could
get a nod.
Yeah, he could get a nod. Yeah. So, and obviously they went far in the playoffs, and they beat the Ravens, and they did. Well, I can't even remember. I know they lost to the Chiefs, but I can't even remember how close. That wasn't even a close game, was it?
Not really. Honestly, the first game they won, they beat the Colts. That was even kind of close.
Yeah, that was close.
The Colts had an opportunity to beat them.
Yeah, was a weird playoff run by the Bills.
I thought the Bills were a good team. I think I also thought the Colts were a good team. Everyone else thought it was.
You're dead wrong about that. You're dead wrong.
Rudy, what do you think?
I don't think the Colts were good.
Fuck you, Rudy.
Carson Wentz.
He is an upgrade on Phillip Rivers.
Okay.
Probably regardless.
He is an upgrade just because he can actually throw the ball 20 yards downfield and make it, and also not throw it like a girl, because Phil Rivers loves to throw balls like.
Why are you hating on a statistical legend?
Look, I love Phil Rivers for the game of football. I thought he was great
for the game.
I don't love him as like a quarterback. He's Snoozeville. He's a Snoozeville quarterback. He did nothing. He was just boring.
How's this comparison for you? He's the Eli Manning of football.
Well, Eli Manning.
That's funny because Eli Manning played football.
But I don't know. I have such weird emotions about Phil Rivers. I think he was a great quarterback. He was good for the game of football. I don't know if I think Carson Wentz is an upgrade.
He is an upgrade. He's definitely an upgrade.
He's an upgrade only because Phil couldn't throw the ball anymore. So yes,
yeah, but upgrade's an upgrade.
I guess so, yeah. I guess technically he's an upgrade. I don't think Carson Wentz is ever going to be Phil Rivers in his prime.
Well, maybe not, but they also paid nothing for him.
Oh, yeah. No, it was definitely a good deal for the Colts, for sure.
And I think the Eagles are even footing some of the bill.
Are they?
I believe they're paying part of his contract still, yes.
Oh, boy.
So, money.
Yeah.
Speaking of Did you hear that Tom Brady's talking to the Bucks GM about an extension?
How long of an extension?
That is yet to be said. They might do like a – I'm thinking they do like a one-year deal, like a one-year extension, and they keep extending it, like, you know, as long as he's willing to play. That would be my guess.
That is interesting. That is interesting because this is his last year on this contract, right? 2021 will be the last year because he signed a two-year deal.
Correct.
I am such a huge fan of Tom Brady, and I'm such a huge fan of him, like, just giving a middle finger to not only Roger Goodell and not only to Robert Kraft and the rest of the Patriots organization, but also to Father Time himself. I fucking love it. I love everything or about herself. It. And the fact that he's no longer on the Patriots is mwah, the cherry on top because I fucking hate the Patriots. And now everyone, I don't even have to feel conflicted anymore.
This actually leads into one of my topics I wanted to talk about Tom Brady. In sports, there are a couple athletes that are, you know, phenomenal. They're the best that has ever been for their sport. Remember a couple, maybe it was a month ago when they were talking about who the Texans head coach would be, and there were rumors Josh McCown might get a chance?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. But that would have been, I don't believe, stupid, it. Right?
Yeah.
That would have been the dumbest decision ever.
Right.
I don't think that there have been many athletes out there who, if they were out of their sport for a year, and then they wanted to bring them in as a coach, I think there are only a couple of people who you'd be like, yeah, this is acceptable. Who do you think those people are?
Okay, I can probably name them. Do you know any?
No, I don't.
I would probably say Peyton Manning.
Sure, I would have accepted that.
Probably. You're going to laugh at this, but I believe it. I believe Ray Lewis.
As a head coach?
Are we talking about head coaches or just...
Let's say at least offensive or defensive coordinator.
I could see Ray coming in as a DC.
Sure. I don't know if I agree with that one, but I can at least understand it.
Michael Strahan.
He's like, you stab them. He's like, you stab them and you stab them until they don't get up.
Michael Strahan.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of people that like ended on top, you know, like retired with a Super Bowl win. I feel like for some reason...
For the Super Bowl win?
Yeah, like because Peyton retired with a Super Bowl win. I'm pretty sure Michael Strahan did. Ray Lewis did. So for some reason, in my mind, that actually helps their resume going from player immediately to a head coaching position.
I think Luke Kuechly definitely could have been a defensive coordinator when he retired. I think Tom Brady will definitely... I mean, if he were ever going to do that, I think...
Yeah.
He could obviously be at least an OC.
Drew Brees, maybe.
Oh, yeah, I could probably see Drew Brees. I think, like, LeBron could also coach probably right.
Why are we talking about
the Cavs for years.
The NBA.
I said multiple sports.
Oh, you did? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then that opens the game up a little.
Yeah, come on.
I don't think you said multiple sports, Andrew.
I did. Run the tape.
He did say throughout sports.
Oh, thank you, Rudy.
All right. Yep. Okay.
Fuck, Ian.
Cal Ripken.
Sure, Wayne Gretzky.
Michael Jordan.
Just saying famous people.
Yeah, just the best players in any sport.
Well, it's funny. I mean, because, again, when I brought this up, we talked about McCown. I don't think McCown probably would be a bad coach. I mean, he couldn't be a head coach. I think that's lunacy.
He's a backup quarterback for most of his career.
Yeah, but you got to remember, though, that you – just because you weren't great on the field doesn't mean you don't know a lot about the game. I mean, everything that they have said about that guy as a player is he's a hardworking guy. He had the respect of a lot of guys. That's also extremely important. And he knew the game of football. He just wasn't very physically gifted. And that happens a lot. I mean, you're at the top percentage of athletes when you're playing in the National Football League or the National Basketball Association. Like, these are the top levels you could ever get. So, I mean, yeah, if you've got everything except the physical part, you'd probably be a pretty good coach. A lot of great coaches didn't play like...
No, I can see that. I can see that. But you have to prove yourself first. You know, like what... Because what I'm thinking is a player is usually for... And I'm not saying this is a good you know, correlation, but usually a player is judged if they want to make the transition from player to coach. They're usually judged in the very beginning on how good they were as a player, being a benchmark of how good they're going to be as a coach. And I know there are plenty of examples to suggest that that's not the case. And in fact, it might even hurt them if they were a good player when they're trying to go into coaching. Because I don't know, maybe LeBron wouldn't be that good of a head coach just because he was the best player on the court for so long. Maybe he doesn't know how, maybe that hurts him some way.
Could be. I mean, like I said, he coached the Cavs for years, basically. I mean, Toronto, lucky to have a job.
Yeah, dude. He's just like, okay, LeBron, is it okay if I call a play? And LeBron's like, no, sit the fuck down.
God, that gives me straight Rodman vibes. Like, Rodman, we're going to do this. Rodman's like, I'm going to Vegas.
I'm going to get married to Carmen Electra. And I'm gonna just drink and
not show up to practice.
Not show up for days.
Man, let's see here. What else? Do you have anything for sports you want to talk about?
What do you got, Rudy? And it doesn't have to be sports. It doesn't have to be sports. It could be anything in the world. This is Bet Bath and Beyond.
Yeah, we're hitting a lot of that Beyond section lately.
Yeah, because fuck betting on basketball.
After the All-Star break, I'm betting basketball every single week.
No, you're not. Stop
it. Yes, I am. No, I will not make a bet with you right now.
That you will bet every single week?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do that.
That's what I...
Wait. While Rudy...
You want to talk about the Stafford bet?
Yes. We need to talk about the Stafford bet. Because we made Stafford bet 2.0 over the weekend.
Sir.
And we need to let the people know.
So last time, I was dumb, but you were way off, my boy.
You were way off on that bet.
Wasn't even close. I don't know about way off. He was hurt. He missed time. So I mean,
that's
like
part
even,
of the
I mean,
bet,
even if
Andrew.
He was playing, I don't remember. He was top five in passing or in completion percentage, touchdowns, and yards.
Yes,
and I don't think he hit on any of this.
No, he did not.
However. He's on a new team, and he's the only duo to catch 90-plus passes last year, Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp. Yeah? Huh?
Okay, but what's the bet?
Well, so we decided – well, I offered a bet that he wins at least two playoff games this year with the Rams.
Which would double his playoff game – wait, hold on. How many playoff wins does he have as a quarterback right now?
I believe he has zero playoff wins.
He has zero
playoff wins. Let me double check that. Let me double check. I would hate to be wrong here.
And you bet that he would have two playoff wins this season, this upcoming season.
I bet that he would have two. But I did stipulate that a first-round bye counts as a win.
Wait, what? Did you?
Yeah. Go back and read the tape.
Fine. No, that's fine. That's fine. I don't care. They're not going to win their division.
Because, like, they're not going to win their division. They very well could with Matthew Stafford. Here's the thing. Here's why I took that. Because they won one without it. Matthew Stafford's better than Jared Goff, yes or no?
Yes.
Without a doubt.
Yes, he's better than Jared Goff. But
that defense is one of the best defenses in the NFL.
Did they almost win their division this year?
Yeah, they did.
No, I don't think so. And you have to remember the 49ers were never a threat because
49ers will not be a threat as long as they don't have a quarterback. I promise you that.
That's not true at all. All their players were hurt or got COVID.
It's the way the cookie crumbles. I'm just saying that Jimmy Garoppolo is not the future.
But Jimmy Garoppolo got them to a Super Bowl. What I'm saying is, if they can get to the Super Bowl with a quarterback like Jimmy G, it does it. Like, who's to say?
Who do you think wins that division next year?
I think if the 49ers are healthy, the 49ers. I really do.
That's insane. I would bet that right now that it.
I'm not. But no, I'm not double down on NFC West teams. That's ridiculous.
That's because you're scared.
No. So, anyway, for those of you,
Rudy, you want in on this action? Do you want to take the 49ers to win it?
Yeah, actually, I do.
I am down. What are your stakes? I'll take the field.
I'll give you like 500 Dogecoin.
That's incredible. That was stacked with my 1400 Dogecoin.
Do you have 1400 Dogecoin?
Not anymore. Sold them recently.
Smart man.
I doubled down on AMC.
Wait,
I take that back.
Wait, hold on. How much is, because everyone was saying that it was going to go up to $1.
Yeah, no, that's lunacy. It was like at 8 cents.
That's the high? That was the high?
I think that was the high, yeah. Let me double check. I think it's at like, last I saw it was hovering around 5 cents.
Yeah, it's at, I just checked actually. It's at like 4.9 cents.
Okay, there you go.
Do you have any Dogecoin?
Yeah, I've got like 600 Dogecoin. I mean, my fade me casually, my roommate from last year, he told me about Dogecoin back when it was at like 0.0001. So like he put in a lot more than I put in, like $5, got, you know, 250 Dogecoin that popped up.
Yep.
So I made a cool like $30 off of it. And then, you know, it ended up going up even more. So I kind of tripled down, which ended up being a mistake.
Strong, smart, smart.
Fade me casually is hoarding Dogecoin, huh?
My brother, for the longest time, he said for like 3 months, my younger brother was buying Doge at dips. He's like, I was like, what's your strategy? He's like, when Elon tweets about Dogecoin, sell it. And he's like, I have a tweet reminder app. He's like, if Elon hasn't tweeted about Dogecoin in 5 days, I'd buy more.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. Yeah. He's like, I made $300.
Well, he just tweeted about it the other day of Dogecoin, and yeah, it was like to the moon. Or is Doge in the moon? The Doge dog?
I don't know. That man is an insane person.
He's insanely
smart. People can be smart. Insane.
Yeah, for sure. No, for sure. Like, just
he's a crazy person. I read his biography. Well, I listened to his biography.
Did you?
Yes, I did. It was very good. Crazy person.
I feel like he needs to wait a little bit before releasing a biography. Like, he's still in the prime of his life. There's so much more story to tell.
I got first edition. I'm sure there'll be a good one.
Oh my god. Okay. Cryptocurrency.
Now you want to talk about crypto?
I guess we're talking about cryptocurrency right now, and Rui and I have been talking a little bit about cryptocurrency this week.
Top Shot?
Okay. Top Shot. Top Shot is fucking tight. I love the concept. I like literally 3 episodes ago, I said, this is so stupid. This is a scam. Who would ever pay $100,000 for a Zion Williamson dunk? This is so dumb. I'm all in now. I'm all in. I'm literally getting emails every day. I'm checking them to see when the next packs are going to release.
When is that?
Not until like 2 weeks.
Yeah, they're trying to avoid bot stuff, right?
Right. Do you know what Top Shot is, Rudy?
You gave me a brief rundown, but then we quickly changed the subject to Decentraland.
So yeah, we'll get to Decentraland in a second. But Top Shot basically is a way they market it as, like, basically highlight trading cards. So it's only the NBA right now, and you can basically you open packs.
And it's in beta.
What?
And it's in beta, technically.
Yeah. Obviously, they have a lot of kinks, like technical kinks to work out. But basically, it's like trading cards. You open packs, and instead of getting cards, like physical cards, you get highlights. And it can be any highlights. I think in the 2019 or 2020 season, and it could be a dunk. It could be a three-pointer. It could just be like a fucking little layup or a block. And all these moments, I guess, are backed on the blockchain. So they all have like individuality and you own it like a fucking card, like a trading card.
Did you can I can pre-order a set right now.
Yeah, can you?
Have you? Yeah, it says I can pre-order right now. Oh, nope, it's up. I can't join the queue.
Yeah, yeah, I was too late.
They're available for pre-order, but you have to be in on time.
Okay, no, I know. I was too late to that one, too. I got the email, got pumped, went to Top Shot. They said, fuck off. You're too late. Get out of here.
That sucks. I would like to do this. See, okay, they've created exclusivity and demand. Demand started to build for these things, and now they have a limited supply. It's perfect. It's set up to be just the new addiction that I don't need.
I know, dude. I know. But I'm gonna probably buy some, and
We're gonna buy some. Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, I mean, I have to wait until a queue's open, but once it's open,
if I get the LeBron James shot and look away, I'm retiring.
Dude, okay, that one actually is really tight. And so they have a whole marketplace, basically. So even if you don't buy a pack and unlock them, you can get people. Either they have a marketplace where people are selling their cards or their highlights to people, and they're like thousands of dollars.
That's pretty cool. How much is like a pack?
They vary based on rarity of pack. Like, so the one I'm looking at, the base set, this is like $9. I think the next one is premium. I think that's $50, right?
Yes.
Premium is $100. Sorry, premium is $99.
I was going to say there's one that's $99 and you're promised like two rare moments or something like that.
Yeah, so you got base set. There are two base sets. There's the cool cats, which is $14. And then there's the premium pack, which is $99. Sponsor us, Top Shot. I fucking swear to God.
Yeah, seriously. Mark Cuban, the door's open.
Marky, if you want to walk Mark. In. 10% of my brain, $3 million. No.
And for that reason, I'm out.
All right. I think that I will buy some. Of course, I'll buy some.
Okay, Decentraland.
That's it.
Let's get into Decentraland because Decentraland, we've talked about VR on this podcast. I love virtual reality. Andrew, did you just yawn?
Because it's midnight here. Where, do you know where the time it is where you're at?
It's 10 o'clock here. Don't be a puss.
I actually have my VR packed up in its little carrying case right now because I got a new monitor today and I like rearranged my whole desk and I had to get that shit off my desk. I'm trying to figure out a way for me to mount the sensors on the ceiling.
I actually don't know what you're talking about because I have the Oculus Quest 2, which is a completely freestanding headset and does not need sensors or a plug-in outlet.
You're right. It doesn't, but it can't play certain games.
It has trouble playing fucking VR chat if you're into that.
Which, I mean, who isn't? Who isn't into being a tiny fucking chubby rabbit running around?
Rec Room is better.
Rec Room was okay. When we tried to play it, didn't quite work, but I think that was an internet thing.
Yeah, that definitely was a Wi-Fi issue, but you can play so like their world. It's like the Oasis. It's like so much better than VR chat. VR chat is like you just walk around.
Well, but VR chat is like very limited in like who creates stuff. I've been talking with some buddies who play VR with me, and we are just waiting for them to sell to somebody like EA or Bethesda or even just Microsoft, right? And for somebody to be able to take advantage of what's already built. Hasn't happened yet, though.
Going back to Decentraland, because you just reminded me, it basically is a world in VR and you can buy and sell virtual real estate.
It's like the, what is it called? There used to be a website.
It's like the Oasis.
No. There used to be, shut up. There used to be a website where you could buy a pixel on the website. And if you bought enough pixels, like you could put a picture there and like it was advertising. God, what was that fucking called?
Lightbright.
What?
Lightbright. It was called Lightbright.
No, it was not.
Yeah, look up Lightbright on your extremely loud keyboard.
I already did.
What is it?
That looks like magic string light bright. That looks like a child's butterfly. I've been punked.
You just got light brighted. Light bright your friends.
You just got coconut mauled. Send all your friends to absolutely coconut mauled.
Jesus Christ.
Are we that hard up for content at the moment?
Yeah, I think so.
By the way, your father's birthday today.
Yes. Happy birthday, father.
Happy birthday, anonymous adult.
The dose makes the poison.
That's true. I have heard that once or twice.
Literally, three people will get that joke. And it's me.
Did it?
And it's you. And it's my father. Do you get that?
Did he say it today?
What?
Did he say it today?
No, he didn't say it today.
Unfortunate. I wish I were there.
I think, honestly, he's more don't do any doses. Don't do any doses.
No doses, no poisons.
No doses, no poisons.
God, now yeah, Lightbright's in my search history forever.
He said it before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Once or twice.
Yeah, I've heard that.
But he says it a lot.
He does say it a lot.
Yeah, that's like one of his phrases. And when Andy came to visit us, when we went to the Ravens-Patriots game, he like said it a couple times.
I think it was just because we were talking about getting fucked up. I think because you're like, Casey's going to come over with a 32 case of, what were we drinking?
Sparkling water.
No. No. It wasn't Nacho Mama's, I could tell you that.
Nacho Mama's, baby. This,
normally we parked 300 miles away.
Yeah. Yep.
He's like, yes.
So what, is there anything else?
I don't know. I'm looking into sports stuff here, and no. Oh, a bunch of golfers wore red the other day.
Oh, for Tiger.
Yeah, which was tight.
That is tight.
Did you win your Gatorade color bet, by the way? I could circle back to that.
No, I lost. I lost the Gatorade color prop bet for the Super Bowl. I told everyone to hammer clear / water. I told everyone hammer clear / water. Turns out it was blue. It was all.
Turns out it was blue.
And I saw several pictures too, and they were like clear. Like the pictures I saw were clear, and I was like, "That looks clear." And then someone sent me a video from Twitter, and it was very clearly blue on the video. And I said, "Fuck." Well, I guess I should. Respond back to DraftKings and tell them I owe them an apology.
I was wrong. I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, final bit, some sports topic here we could talk about. Russell Wilson said that he doesn't want to be traded, obviously, and everyone in the Seahawks camp said that they're not looking to trade him. But it did float. Two things floated. One was that it would take three first-round picks to get Russ, which, I mean, that's probably worth it if you're getting Russell Wilson with enough time on.
That makes way more sense than like Carson Wentz.
Yeah, but anyway. So then he said the teams that he would go for. What?
I mean, that makes more sense than like Carson Wentz or Deshaun Watson, don't you think?
You're an idiot. You're a fucking fool. Okay. So, but he also said the places he would go. One of them being the Bears. Thoughts on that landing spot for Russ?
He can't play in cold weather. That would be a very dumb place.
He can't play in cold weather. Says who?
Says like Seattle. Like Seattle's not doesn't get cold. It just gets like humid or like wet. It doesn't get that cold. Chicago gets super cold. He couldn't play.
That's true.
He couldn't play.
That's true. Do you really think if he landed there that they're – I mean they were – they could have been Super Bowl contenders this year with a competent quarterback, right?
Yeah, dude. I think Russell in Chicago is very interesting. For some reason, I think Deshaun's going to Chicago. I don't know why. I feel like there's like...
Just super weed hater tweeted it.
The ultra weed hater.
Ultra weed hater.
We got by ultra weed hater. Let's light bright.
Punch that man.
Let's light bright ultra weed hater.
That's the thing, we light bright people. And they're like, what's the weather supposed to be? I'm like, I don't know. Google light bright. I'll tell you.
I don't see Russell leaving the Seahawks. It's hard for me to have
this. I don't either.
It just, I don't see it. I think Deshaun is going to go to Chicago. And I think Chicago is going to make right for what they did for passing up on him. And
there's no possible way they do that. They're the Bears. They couldn't.
I know.
I'm
not doing another "Where's Deshaun Going" segment. I'm not doing.
I know where he's going.
No, you don't. The Dolphins.
Panthers.
I think he's actually going to go to the Dolphins. So forget what
everything I just said. There's no way he goes to the Dolphins. They love Tua. He's left-handed. He's unique.
Mm.
Strong brand.
Yeah, that's true.
It's all about the branding in Miami.
Was this your final bit?
I mean, ever?
No, I mean don't.
No, but Rudy, you got anything that you want to close on? Anything that you want to talk about?
No, not really.
It's been a pleasure having you. I hope you had a great time.
Who's better, Rudy? Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen?
I'm going to switch it up.
We already had this conversation.
And say Josh Allen now.
Where am I?
What the fuck, Rudy? I'm never bringing you to this podcast again.
Oh. I do have one final thing to talk about.
I just want to see Andy's reaction, if I'm being honest.
He didn't even
He didn't even
pay attention. He didn't even. It was blasphemy. There's no fucking. In the great words of Stephen A. Smith, blasphemy. How far do you think I am into the Big Bang Theory?
Oh my God.
Too far.
Yeah, Andrew, you should have stopped at the first episode.
It's for science.
I think you're probably in season. I don't even know. Like, how many seasons of the Big Bang Theory are there?
There are 12 seasons of the Big Bang Theory, unfortunately.
Jesus Christ.
Exactly 12 seasons.
Dude, our sister's in the room too, and she just looked at, like, wide-eyed, like, what is wrong with him?
I'll tell you. If you can tell Andrew. Me, if you can guess correctly what season I'm on, then
I bet you're on. Hold on. Do you watch it when you go to bed, and do you, like, sometimes fall asleep to it?
I watch it all hours of the day.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Even
I'm trying
work?
To plow through this. I'm
Even
trying,
during work?
I'm trying to make my when I'm at work and I'll have it on in the background. I'm trying to get through it. I just want it to be done.
Season 6.
Rudy, you got a guess?
Yeah, when did you start watching?
When did I bring this up on the podcast? 2 weeks ago?
Really that long ago? Then I'm saying season 8.
Yeah, my guess was gonna
I don't
be
remember eight. I don't remember when we started doing
well,
this.
Don't copy me.
Well, you kind of copied me.
No, I said season 8.
You could have asked some questions and gotten some information.
Yeah, but I said season 8.
He's trying to price his right you right now.
Yeah. I said season 8 first.
No, you I mean, you guessed first also already.
But then I second guessed first too. Fine.
God, I'll say 6.
I'll say I'm going to say season 9.
Nice.
So Rudy 6, Ian 9?
Wait, yeah.
I'm on season 7.
Let's go.
I'm only halfway through season 7. And let me tell you something. It doesn't get much better.
So it's terrible.
It doesn't get better.
It just continues to stay terrible.
Hey, is that elevator fixed yet?
No. I know how it broke, though.
How'd it break? Why did you even know that?
Rocket
that
fuel.
It's the only thing
rocket
I know about
fuel.
That show.
I got 5 seasons left, and when it's all said and done, I will give you my long report. We'll do an hour-long special on just the Big Bang Theory.
Very cool, but how did the elevator break?
Did you hear my sister? Could you hear that from across the room?
Oh, absolutely I can.
You can? You can hear that?
I can't hear the conversation, but somebody's back there talking. I actually was like waiting for you to repeat it. Like I thought I was getting a scolding.
She said that you would have wasted 6 years of your life is what you'd do if you finished, you know, the Big Bang Theory.
I could tell you one thing. It's taking time off my life, luckily.
Just stop watching it.
Also, I'm just going to start smoking cigarettes. Seattle does indeed get
very cold. She's saying Seattle does indeed get very cold. Have you ever been to Seattle?
That's funny because I didn't
I've
say
been
it
to
was
Seattle
warm or cold. That's all you.
In May. April.
That's totally different.
She's saying
April
that Seattle gets very cold. One of my best friends lives in Seattle, and yeah, it does get cold.
Guess what?
And he's never been cold once.
But look, cold is relative. So when I say it doesn't get cold, really what I'm saying is it doesn't get
You live in Chicago, so what is it relative to?
Chicago. Thank you. Yes, I'm saying it's relative to Chicago. Seattle doesn't get cold in relative to Chicago.
Well, it doesn't get Iowa cold. It doesn't get Chicago cold. Yeah, you're right.
What do you mean Iowa?
I'm just saying it just doesn't get cold like it does in the Midwest.
Yes, exactly. It gets
maybe same team. Like 20s,
Una. It probably gets 20s. That's not that cold.
So our listeners are like, what the fuck are they whispering?
We don't have any listeners by this point. We've lost them all at minute marker 10. We lost them all.
No, our statistics guy, Alec, the other day I was like, man, we don't talk about sports right now because there are no sports. He's like, yeah, but you guys are still funny. It's like, oh, that's nice.
Thanks, Alec.
Hey. I wish you didn't know us, so that way it would mean a lot more. But yeah,
I wish you would buy some Sir Tom treats for your dogs.
Fucking Alec. 4 times. You guys used my dog as a model.
Yeah, Zeke is a beautiful dog. I saw that he graduated training.
He did. All right.
Are you proud of him?
It's very late.
No. Are you
talking about?
Are you proud of him? Are you proud of him?
Yeah, I'm proud. Actually, so funny story. I was taking him on a walk the other day, and the best thing about the training is that he walks right by my side. He doesn't pull or anything like that. But we got to a chunk of sidewalk that was like 3/4 covered in snow, and he really had a crisis. He did not know to like go ahead of me or behind me, so he just laid down in the middle of the sidewalk. And I'd be like, come on, please.
Does he like his Sir Tom treats?
Yeah, he loves the dog treats.
Yeah, he does.
He loves the dog treats. By the way, this episode is sponsored by Sir Tom Dog Treats. Buy a bag.
We will refund you if your dog does not like him. But he has to write in and say that he doesn't like him, that he doesn't like them himself.
That's true. And a video of him spitting them out.
Yes. Video evidence. It must.
Grapefruit.
Normally you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde mohawk the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Time to hit the showers, 'cause baths are for babies.